I do not remember to have met of a slave who could tell of his birthday near to planting time, harvest time, cherry time, spring time, or fall time. The white children knew their ages. My mother's name was Harriet Bailey. We were separated when I was but an infant, before I knew her as my mother. Frequently, before the child has reached the 12th month, the mother is hired away and the child is placed in the care of an old woman, too old for field labor to blunt and destroy the natural affections of the mother for the child. This is an inevitable result. I never saw my mother more than 4 or 5 times in my life. Each of those times was short in duration at night. She was hired away by Mr. Stewart, and she was a field hand. She would make her journey to see me by moonlight, walking the whole distance on foot, risking a penalty of a whipping if she were not to be back at the field by sunrise. I recollect I never saw my mother by the light of day. She'd lie down with me, get me fast asleep, but long before I woke, she was gone. My mother died when I was about 7 years old on one of my master's farms near Lee's Mill. I was not permitted to be with her during her illness, her burial, or her death. She was gone before I knew anything about it. Called us away, my mother left me without the slightest intimation of who my father was. The whisper was that my father was a white man, that my master was my father, in all its glaring odiousness. And so ye see, slaveholders have ordained that their children of slave women shall in all cases follow the condition of their mother. And this is done to administer to their own lust, to make gratifications for their wicked desires both profitable as well as pleasurable. Slaveholder, master, and father. And so you see, I was ordained to work the fields of my father. But I would fight for a more perfect union. When all the hungry mouths are fed, and all the children safe in bed, with shelter for the stumbling poor, for all our sick, a healing cure. When we can stand and freely speak for or against the powers that be, and worship where we will without a fear of harm or ill, then we will be a more perfect union, than we will be a more perfect union. When we can stand in our town halls and proclaim justice for us all without regard to race or creed or gender, all is fair indeed. When we can finally realize the dream that filled the founder's eyes, a city great, prosperity, then we will be a more perfect union, then we will be a more perfect union, a more perfect union.
Thank you.